Welcome to this edition of America Tonight. The cuckoo clocks went off on our show. That means the cuts went down. We knew it. Victoria Jones, our favorite senior correspondent, Grand Dame, the master, whatever you want to call her, from Talk Radio News, is in the wings. And Victoria, you and I really were. We were talking about this. I figured this out the other day. We were talking about this for well over a year, and it just was the same old, maybe something's going to happen. Oh, it's off in the distance. And that's what happened. It really got put on a shelf in the first place after the super committee failed, don't you think?
Yeah, no, I think it did. I mean, they had quite a lot of time to do something after the super committee failed, and they completely failed to take it up and fix it. It was their fault.
Yeah, so now that's what people are talking about. What's the reaction? I mean, you know, now it's just happened. It happened really Friday. Boom, you go into the weekend after that meeting at the White House with Mitch McConnell, and that would have been interesting to be a fly on the wall there. Mitch McConnell and Boehner and Reid and Pelosi, but nothing comes out of that. So now it's all about 30 days, and we'll see what happens, right, with all the different departments.
We'll see what happens. I mean, basically, you know, you're not going to see an awful lot of impact from the cuts in most departments for a while because people had to be given 30 days notice for furloughs, although people did notice at customs in some airports, JFK, Miami, and some other airports. They were noticing longer lines than usual today. They were already noticing that, and that apparently is only going to get worse. But there's a risk for the president in seeming to over-exaggerate this. He's got to walk a very fine line, and you've noticed his, some members of his cabinet are sort of pulling back a little bit from trying to make it sound too dire because people are not going to notice the cuts yet.
Yeah. And so we'll most likely start to see that, or some of the people, we had even a couple of people from who work for the Department of Defense telling us that they were going to have their pay ultimately, because of how the time is condensed, squeezed by like 20% if you wanted to look at it that way with the furlough days and all that kind of stuff. So, but we know that's happening not overnight for sure. So we put that aside for a second and talk about something that everybody's been talking about since the beginning of the year and since, sadly, what happened in December at Newtown, you know, Connecticut, guns, and the push for gun legislation. And, they're screaming on all sides of this. Mark Kelly, the astronaut, the husband of Gabby Giffords, again, very vocal. He's always on the Hill lobbying and talking to people to be certain. But what's the latest there with any kind of legislation?
Well, I don't have anything for you on the Colorado legislation. I have something for you on federal legislation.
The Stop Illegal Trafficking, the Firearms Act?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes, and that's actually bipartisan, albeit with centrist Republicans, but they do still exist. Republican Senators Mark Kirk from Illinois and Susan Collins from Maine have teamed up with Senator District Chair Pat Leahy, Senator Dick Durbin, and Kirsten Gillibrand on a deal to crack down on illegal trafficking and straw purchases of firearms. This is a bill that actually stands a chance of passing. And I sound surprised because even the universal background check bill is stalled. That's the one that Chuck Schumer and Tom Coburn are working on over a gun registry and the definition of it and whether it exists or whether it's a phantom of imagination. And what's interesting about this straw purchasing bill is that Senator Charles Grassley, Republican of Iowa, who's a very conservative Republican, is apparently rather interested in the bill, too. And if he came on board, that would really open the door for a lot of very conservative Republicans to come through, too.
All right, so that's the big thing, then, to look for that, to look for the push there, because that changes the landscape, basically, based on what you said. Wow.
Yeah, it really does.
Yeah. How about this? In the House asking Chuck Hagel to downgrade the medal for the drone pilots. What's that about?
This is really interesting. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta introduced this new medal for drone pilots and cyber warriors, introduced it last month. And it's faced a deluge of criticism from the VFW and all kinds of other people because its ranking is kind of high. It ranks higher than the Bronze Star and the Purple Heart. But the people who would receive it would be thousands of miles away from the front lines. So effectively they would be ranked higher than people who are facing imminent danger or who are wounded or killed. So more than four dozen lawmakers wrote to Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel today asking why it was being ranked above those awards and could they please downgrade it.
Wow. All right, so downgrade it, yeah. All right, so that there we go again with the drones and the different kind of warfare. So now the different way to, I guess, award medals.
Yeah, it's really interesting. Now, the Pentagon's saying, look, we expect this award to be granted pretty rarely, and that factored into the decision on its precedence. So that's their reasoning, which is that they're just not going to be handing this out very much. I mean, that statement doesn't make it sound to me like they really intend to change it. But it's interesting because Chuck Hagel, having been an enlisted man, I don't know. It wouldn't surprise me if he gives this some thought.
Yeah. All right. Lastly, two women, you know, there was criticism over diversity in the cabinet. Now two women up nominated for different positions. What's that about? Who are the women?
Gina McCarthy, who already works at the EPA on air. She is tapped by President Obama today to lead the EPA. And she's somebody who green groups like and who utilities and state regulators work well with, even if they don't necessarily agree with her. They think she's a straight shooter and she listens to them. And also Ernest Moniz to head the Department of Energy. And he is an MIT physicist and a brainiac, and he's got scientist hair. It's really worth looking at, actually.
I love that. He has scientist hair.
mad scientist hair. And he's somebody who I think actually will encounter some difficulties with green groups, although that won't stop him getting confirmed by the Senate, because apparently he is viewed by some as being in favor of fracking, and that is just a no-no.
Yeah, no kidding. That is just a no-no. All right, Victoria Jones, always interesting. Thanks so much, my friend. We'll talk to you again.
Look forward to it. Thank you.
Thanks, me too. Bye-bye. All right, talking there about a mixture of things going on in D.C. The big thing, the sequester coming up this hour. You're going to love the numbers guy that I have in the wings for you. He's consulted Parliament. He has actually consulted the U.S. Senate. And he says the sequester, doesn't go far enough. And he's going to give you all the numbers and the reasons why. Obviously, when we look where we are in the trillions and the deficit, we've said this over and over again here on America Tonight. They've boxed us so far into a corner. What are you going to do at this point? When I say they, I mean the people that we paid to run the country who just kept putting everything on a credit card and didn't ever look over their shoulder, especially when you see how much we are spending every year. I mean, ridiculous amounts of money. And eventually, it's going to be up to $6 trillion with all of the programs we have going in the government. You know, we say it all the time. By the time I'm using a cane, there's not going to be any Social Security. I might be serving your burger at Burger King. Hang with us. Odds and ends on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
American Gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
As I said, I like to call this segment Odds and Ends. You know, it's kind of like when you're cleaning fish on the deck and you're dumping things into the bucket. We got a bunch of things to dump into the bucket. I'll tell you, I'd like to dump this guy off of a pier into the Hudson. You know the sad story about the 21-year-olds, the couple, they were having a child, and they got slammed by a BMW driving maniac who could have been stoned, trashed out of his mind on alcohol, just feeling the need for speed at the wrong time. Who knows? But, you know, here's the bottom line. I was looking up some statistics on this. In the first 9 months of 2012, 25,000 people died in car crashes. Does that seem high? I mean, I know we got a big country and everything, but 25,000? So that was a 7% increase over the number of people who died in that same time period a year before that. It just seems so high to me. And this is another one of those statistics only in 2013. The couple's name were the Globbers, and they were having a baby. The mother felt like something was wrong, wanted to go to the hospital, so they call a car service. Because people in New York, a lot of people don't drive. Unfortunately for them, a maniac was driving a car and slammed into the cab that was taking them to the hospital. So the good news here is, the only good news, is they have a suspect and they're searching for the suspect. Because the baby was delivered out of the dead mother's womb and the baby died. The baby seemed like it was doing okay, and then sadly the baby succumbed, you know, on Monday because there were just too many injuries for the child. So the couple dies, the baby dies, the community shocked. 1,000-plus people come out to mourn their deaths, And, I mean, this all happens within a weekend time, because in the Jewish religion, the Hasidic Jewish religion especially, boom, you have that. I mean, within hours, you're having a funeral, and it was full-blown, a full-blown thing. But this Orthodox Jewish community in Brooklyn, so they're a very tight-knit group, of course. So the New York cops are looking for Julio Acevedo, who was the guy that they believe is in this hit-and-run accident. So the chicken smashed into them, ruined their lives, and then, of course, took off. The worst, right? I mean, and you should see this car. It's just, this is radio, but, you know, you picture a car that looks like kind of like a truck was thrown on the top of it and just leveled it on the side. It was brutal. I mean, of course, they died. How does anyone survive that? And in a way, it kind of reminded me the way the car looked of the Princess Diana in the tunnel. Remember that? In France, in the tunnel, how the car was just so squished in the middle, but the driver survived. The driver survived this one, too, and the driver had hardly any injuries, but not the couple. So now the baby dies. They're looking for this creep. He has a record, but they haven't been able to find him as of yet. Of course, his picture is all over the place, and they're flashing it on the tube and talking about it on the radio in New York, so they're hoping that somebody will see him, somebody will report it, something will happen. He's got a criminal record, he has priors, all that other kind of stuff. You know, how all of this was connected, they don't know, because it wasn't his car. There's something weird with the car, the BMW. There's some kind of insurance fraud going on. They arrested someone on insurance fraud charges. So there's way more to this story than meets the eye. I mean, what can they do? What can this community do? They can't do anything. They're looking to prosecute. They want the people responsible. They want them charged. It's a triple homicide. So you have people preparing, young people preparing for the best moment of their lives, become parents. They're going to build a future and build a family. And just like that, snuffed out. I mean, I think you can't do enough to track down that guy. You cannot do enough to get him behind bars as soon as possible. All right, a couple of other quick things to dump into the odds and ends bucket. You know, the North Korea nonsense with Dennis Rodman, the king of the rebound. I saw him play when I was really young, just in school in Detroit. I saw him play for San Antonio, and he knew rebounds, man. It was crazy. I think I've said this. I had a chance to interview him a couple of times when he wasn't wearing a wedding dress, and he studied various rebounds of how they left the would leave the hands of all the different players and where hypothetically it would hit, or mathematically, because he kind of had a little formula for that. And really, honestly, it was amazing to hear him talk about that. But it's not amazing to hear him talk about Kim Jong-un. I don't care about this dictator who is letting people die in squalor, starvation. North Korea is not some kind of a paradise. It's a paradise for the person who runs it and the people that he chooses around him, but not a paradise for the people who are taught to stay in line. So Dennis Rodman proclaiming, you know, his love, his new BFF, this world dictator, I'm going to say, Dennis, what are you thinking of all the cockamamie, cockeyed nonsense, ridiculous things that you've done, and we've played along with you on your publicity stunts. Man, I cannot go there with him on this one, saying, you know, I want to go and speak to the president because he's got a message for the president. He'd like to talk to the president. Really? Well, there's diplomatic channels for that, and he does not want to talk to the president. And with some of the things that North Korea has done, I mean, it's like North Korea is becoming weird. It's like the Haight-Ashbury of countries all of a sudden. He's doing some very strange things. And the deal with Dennis Rodman is another strange thing. So what ultimately is the end game for him? Is shooting off missiles, not worried, throwing it in everybody's face? I would say that he's another one that on the short list of people I would not trust, he's right there with Ahmadinejad. Ahmadinejad may be a move or two before him, you know, in front of him rather, but he's right there on that same list, because it's very crazy with North Korea. And what's also strange is the fact that there's sort of a tourist trend to going there. More Westerners are going to North Korea because they've got these government-run tours. They're closely monitored, but they have government-run tours. Wasn't it just a couple of years ago that they were calling Lisa Ling's sister a spy and they picked her up and were holding her and Bill Clinton had to fly off to the rescue before the Sun took over, of course. So now you can have a government-run tour. Maybe after you go to North Korea, you could go over and visit the people in Cuba and the Castro brothers and see what it's like there. See if you can really find the real Cuban people, find the real North Korean people. But the amount of people that are taking these tours, it's up like 20%. It's very strange. But I'd say Dennis has really, he's really lost it. I'm going to say, you know, this of all the things that he's done, who cares, Dennis? And, of course, he's getting conversation going about it, but we're not buying it. We're not buying what they're selling over there. Let's put it that way. All right, here's another one for the bucket, too. As I said, we're mixing it all up. Think of 2016. And if you're sitting here listening to me through the miracle of the Internet or traditional radio, one of our fabulous affiliates somewhere from WVMT in Vermont to KKGM in Dallas and everywhere in between, wherever it is, however you're in the nooks and crannies, however you're hearing me, if you say, oh, who cares, 2016, my goodness, we just got over 4 months ago the nonsense of this last presidential election. You know, you got to start thinking about these things because now we are like the parents. We have to be the adults in the political equation. And by that, I mean, you got to start thinking about the people that you want to see possibly run. Jeb Bush is embracing the idea of a run in 2016. So he's not ruling it out. So what's interesting is he doesn't support a pathway to citizenship for illegals living in the U.S. He definitely says that. He's got strong feelings about it. But he also has strong feelings about governing, and I think he's going to try to do it. I think he's going to try to run in 2016. Would this nation elect three Bushes? I'm just saying, would this nation do it? All right, we're talking to an awesome numbers man next. You do not want to miss this. Don't flip. Don't turn it off. Stay with us on the flip side. We're next.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches in March. Buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off, only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP, and we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Sequester has happened. We dealt with that over the weekend and heading into this week, and then waiting for this 30-day period, although already some people are reporting long lines in customs in Miami and in New York at JFK as well. So as we continue to look at this from a lot of different perspectives, very pleased to welcome to the show Chris Martinson. And Chris has experience in dealing with the politics of politics. If you look at it from a macro perspective, looking at it through the numbers and whatnot, he is the founder of peakprosperity.com, and his advice has been sought by all kinds of people, from the UN to the UK houses of parliament, and even our own U.S. state legislature. So, Chris, thanks for coming on the show. I know you're probably busy, and we're happy to have you with us.
Kate, it's a real pleasure to be here.
So talk about the whole idea of now what's happened. Congress has, first you had the super committee, and of course that fails. Then there was all this time to cherry pick, if you will, cuts, and then argue about cuts and taxes. Now the sequester has hit. And we're looking at it through the numbers and the economy, and we're hearing all kinds of things. Cabinet folks were out there telling us doom and gloom scenarios. And certainly, that's your baby. You understand that. You understand numbers and what it actually means once it becomes inevitable that this is happening. And so what do you see from that perspective through this sequester?
Well, Kate, we have all the ingredients to make sausage, and now we're just waiting for them to make sausage out of this, as you say. You know, they had a year and a half to figure out how they could get through this gracefully and chose not to, and now it's automatically hitting. And the way it works out, it's $85 billion that has to be found over 7 months that's split evenly between Department of Defense and non-defense. And within that, it looks to me, I've run the numbers a few times, it looks about like $40 billion of that is going to go, are going to have to come from furloughs, from staff reductions, as it were. Now, the government can't just fire people, and it can't just reduce salaries, so it has to go through something called furloughs, which require 30-day notice. So I'm a little surprised that people would be reporting that there's extra lines at customs and things like that. It sounds a little bit like somebody's trying to make this visible, because in truth, a furlough takes a minimum of 30 days to come through.
Right. And when that 30-day hits, like, you know, we've had a couple people that have called the show, and I've talked about this already, from the Department of Defense, and saying how they know it's going to happen, and they know that it's in a short time frame because September is the end of the budget. And am I right? It's supposed to be through September. So you're squinching the numbers down, and that would mean probably in a furlough, maybe you have 20, 22 days off, and that's how they're, as you say, you can't just reduce their salary, but that's how you do it, correct?
That is how you do it, and you're right. We have 7 months to find this $85
billion. Mm. And so do you think they're going to, you know, we're like on Gilligan's Island with this Congress, you know. I'm not trying to be political, but it's like Gilligan's Island. We don't know where we're going to land. And so do you think that, because it seems as though it's a little chaotic, and even different people that I've talked to, some good, not media people, insiders in different departments that work for the government, say it seems a little chaotic, as they're kind of all of a sudden figuring out, okay, now this is hit, now we got to figure out what we're going to do. I'm surprised at that as well. Do you think that a lot of these offices were blindsided and really thought we were going to get another Band-Aid, since that seems to be what always happens?
Well, they could have hoped that we would get a Band-Aid, and they've seen brinksmanship get pulled back right from the edge numerous times, but anybody who's competent should have been preparing for this months in advance. This was a very real possibility. I know of many private businesses that can easily deal with a 2 to 3% or even a 5% cut without breaking too much of a sweat. And so there is a lot of chaos. It's self-induced. Let's be completely honest about that. And when we look at this in the total context, if you can't find $85 billion out of $3.5 trillion, it's just a staggering amount of money that's being spent. It really says something, and I think people are right to, I certainly take this opinion. I say this is chaotic, and I think it's a little too chaotic given the size of the cuts.
Right. So in other words, some of this may be a little theater, let's say, perhaps.
Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe a little theater is going on, because we've seen that. We've seen the drama that's played out at the tail end, and I agree with you. If you and I are running a company, Chris, and we have literally just met on the air, I have a feeling we could make this happen if we had to do it, if we had to make the transition. That's why I think it's so odd at some of the things we've heard. What about the idea of, as you said, you heard me say the thing about customs, what somebody was reporting, especially in Miami, and it could just be a domino effect of a lot of planes, let's face it, coming in, and they all mushroom at the same time. I've been through customs where it's been a breeze, and other times everybody comes in at once. Are we really going to see the crazy lines, like we have to get there 4 hours ahead of time, even with these, I mean, because of these furloughs?
Well, I hope not. It might happen. And so here's the process. You know, every single line item in the budget has now been given a whack by the Office of Management and Budget. The OMB said, okay, if we were going to shave, you know, your portion off, and they have this whole complicated formula. Defense has one percentage they get hit by, non-defense has another. Let's say you are in the Customs Department, or you're in the Department of Homeland Security or Treasury or whatever. You have this line item cut. How you administer that, though, is not spelled out in any of the laws. So they could administer it any way they want. And my concern is, we've seen this before. There were a few slowdowns in government in the past, and my perception of those is it was kind of like an angry school board that didn't get quite what it wanted. And so what they do is they cut the programs that seem to impact people the most, almost to make a point. So my prediction is you'll see the most popular parks close. You'll see slowdowns at customs. You might see air traffic controllers, all of which would be relatively very small peanuts compared to the overall size of the savings. We have huge, huge programs that could easily be slowed in terms of discretionary spending for material, supplies, equipment, stuff like that without impacting personnel. But I would not be surprised if we see some very well-publicized, impacts to the public off of this.
Yeah. So we get through this, and you mentioned it, the numbers are just so crazy big. So what if we get through this, and then we get through the next crisis, but we're still back in the same position again? I mean, really, if we were going to seriously shrink this deficit, Chris, how much would you pull out? How much would you like to see cut out?
Well, let's just to put this in context, the budget this year is $3.5 trillion. In 2008, before the crisis started, and we had all of this emergency stimulus spending that just slapped whole hundreds of billions onto the number, we were only spending $2.6 trillion. So somehow we ramped spending up because it was an emergency, and now, guess what, it seems to be permanent. And as I look at the OMB budget projections going forward, within 10 years, they have the federal budget spending $6 trillion. And so if you really look at the $85 billion against growing from $3.5 to $6 trillion over the next 10 years, it's you can't even separate the two lines if you project it with and without the sequestration. So we have to make some very, very big decisions here if we do want to get serious about cutting the deficit. And I think we do. The federal government borrows 40 cents out of every dollar it spends right now. Every country that's ever tried that before has gotten in trouble. Hey, we have a bigger credit card. The world cuts us a little more slack. But we're still playing with fire on this, and it's unnecessary. I think it's time to really seriously consider how we might bring the budget back into balance.
Yeah, I agree. And of course, what everybody also looks to and is Europe, and what's happening there. Even on your website, it's the top headline. It's your featured article right now. And we talk about this a ton in our business sections here on ATN. And you say Europe is drowning under too much government. Hello, absolutely. And who's there to pick up the slack? I mean, really, we can't afford... I don't think that's fear-mongering. I don't think we can afford, Chris, to see Europe completely tank, the EU completely go down, because guess what? We're invested there, aren't we?
We are. The whole global system now is really one giant banking system. It's not. We can't really say there's a German bank and a French bank and a UK bank and some US banks and all of that. They're actually all really integrally tied together through the loans that we've made across each other. You know, we owe... people in France, they owe people in Germany, they owe people in Italy, Italy owes us. It's a big circle. And so you can't really find a way to unravel that. But the thing that nobody really wants to deal with, whether it's Europe, whether it's Japan, U.S., is that for about 30 years now, all of those areas have been living beyond their means, meaning we've been borrowing at about 8% per year, and our economies have been growing about 4% a year. And that just mathematically gets you in trouble at some point. It means we live beyond our means. And now we have to find ways to live below our means. And guess what? That's a painful process. Everybody's got a special interest. Nobody wants to see their ox gored. Everybody wants somebody else to pay for it. But pretty much everybody got accustomed to borrowing and spending more than they had. And that's the process of adjustment we're looking at right now that really hasn't been solved by the Fed printing $85 billion a month, really hasn't been solved by what the ECB is doing in Europe. So structurally, from my analysis, the things that got us into trouble are still here with us, and I was hoping this sequestration might be a first tiny opening gambit where we could say, great, let's talk about what really ails us here.
Mm. Well, we can only hope. Who's to say that that might not happen? Chris Martinson, Peak Prosperity, great website, peakprosperity.com. It was a pleasure having you on the show. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks, Kate. My pleasure.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams. Been haunted by a million screams. But I can hear them all. They're moving into the street. Now, did you read the news today? They say the danger's gone away, but I can see the fire still alight. They're burning into the night. There's too many men. Too many.
All right, what a terrific guest. After all that, about the doom and gloom, and he's dead on right when we look at the economy. I think we could have gotten out of bigger acts, too. We just could have been more selective in where the cuts were made. And certainly, if the people who are heading the departments were smarter about it, they would have known what was coming down the pike, and they would have been prepared for it, which makes it that much easier instead of trying to squeeze it into 7 months. So the people who have to go through this furlough, I feel sorry for you. Because of the lack of planning, you get it all dumped on, and it squeezes, compresses the time frame, too. And that's a ripoff, because it would have been an easier way to do this, really, honestly. But we have no surgeons that work on the Hill, and that's the problem. Kate Delaney hitting the final turn here in America Tonight, and I'm feeling really good. So I want to give away something. I got these cool games to give away. If you're a game player on your iPad, your phone, you know, any device pretty much, I'm going to tell you about Big Fish. I'm getting addicted to it. So here's the deal. It's rated 5 out of 5 stars on iTunes. Fairway Solitaire by Big Fish Games is definitely something that hooks you in. You got to wait in those long lines in the airport? Get this. It's a witty iOS game that combines the classic card game Solitaire. You know how often we all play that with golf and what an experience it is. So the game has about 350 different solitaire hands on diverse golf courses. Plus you get trophies, mini games, power-ups, hilarious video content. This is my favorite. Sarcastic golf commentators and one manic gopher. There are also daily challenges that change every day. That's why it keeps you so interested. It's the diversity in this. So Fairway Solitaire is available now in the App Store for iPhone, iPod Touch, iPad. And for a limited time, you can get the full version for free if you visit. I know. Can we hear that again? So any cash registers do that. Visit giveaway.fairwaysolitaire.com. But here's the cool thing. Call in now for a chance to win a six-month Big Fish unlimited streaming subscription for PC and Android. And yes! And qualify to win the cool grand prize package. With Big Fish Unlimited, you'll get access to 150-plus games from your favorite genres for free. And because the games are streamed from the cloud, I love the cloud, you can start playing across the different devices. So, in other words, it's like so easy. So easy. So here's the number. This is the number you need. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. How cool is that? I mean, it's good. It's really sweet. It is. I was a kid that played. I did play Solitaire a bunch. I think it was one of the first, besides Fish, I think it was one of the first card games that I learned. And this is, and since I like to golf, it has everything that I like all combined in it. So don't be shy, because if you call up, you got the, you're getting it. You got the chance, man. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Or shoot me a quick email. Has to happen now. AmericaTonight.net. All right, moving along here. As I said, we're bumper to bumper and going around that final term. It's funny because we opened up the show and we were talking about Mark Kelly and talking about, actually, he was testifying in Colorado, but he's been on the Hill a lot testifying about, you know, limiting, getting rid of assault weapons and background checks. And, you know, obviously his wife is the former congresswoman from Arizona, Gabby Giffords, and could there be anything more tragic? Yes, we know it. But they are gun owners, and he is a gun owner. So he has talked about still not taking guns away, but wanting all these limitations. So, you know, the NRA knows that they've got big money, they have got big support, and they're in the crosshairs with some people. So check out what they're doing. The NRA is going to sponsor the NASCAR Sprint Cup event in Texas on April 13th at the Texas Motor Speedway. The race is now going to be called the NRA 500, and it's going to be run during primetime. So NRA members, NASCAR fans, you know, that whole thing, country guns, all of that, saluting the flag, it is a perfect match, completely. And the NRA chief exec, Wayne LaPierre, must have been a layup to sell him this, said that a video statement played for reporters at a news conference announced the event, and I think some people were kind of stunned by it. But the sponsorship comes at a perfect time for the NRA because you have all the gun rights, you know, you've got their group, the gun rights advocacy creme de la creme, if you will, with the biggest voice and the biggest amount of lobbyists and money and all that stuff, trying to ramp up their campaign against gun control initiatives in Washington while the push is on the other side. So they spent $350,000 for the campaign that they just ran. They bought newspaper ads in 5 states. They did regional ads. They did online commercials on websites in 15 states. It's the first time, though, that they sponsored a race in NASCAR's big series. Last year they did a nationwide series in Atlanta, but not the big event. So that's a lot of exposure. NASCAR, like Texas Motor Speedway, to give you an idea, has 190,000 seats. So that's pretty big. And the Sprint Cup sponsorships sell for about $1 million a race. So you got to assume that this is probably $1 million that they shelled out to sponsor it, but that's a lot of exposure, a lot of constant reminders with the race for how long it goes on and all that other stuff. So how about the NRA trying to make a counter move to what's happening in D.C. and doing it through ads and, you know, doing it through NASCAR, too, as well. Here's a big bad follow-up for you. I feel compelled to do this because this story is freaky to me. And since I have family members that live in Florida and it seems to be a big problem in some areas, there was that house where the house, part of the house was swallowed into the sinkhole. Remember, it was terrible because there was a guy that was inside in the bedroom where he was just engulfed everything, the bedroom, the drawers, the chest, everything went down. The bed went down. The sinkhole was terrible. I mean, even the picture frames flew off the walls, all this stuff. And they couldn't find the guy. The sinkhole swallowed him. That's it. And even his brother tried to jump in the hole to try to save him. I mean, what an awful thing. So workers were there getting rid of the house, just demolishing. It's a one-story house. And they were trying to protect as many belongings as they could. But by Monday afternoon, all the walls of the house were gone. There was debris pretty much everywhere. And they're trying to stabilize the hole with gravel. But they say his body's not going to be recovered. It's buried in the sinkhole. And that sinkhole is 20 feet wide and 50 feet deep. So there's no way to recover the body. Because, there's no way. And the odds of survival were nil. They knew that. That when they stopped searching for him, you know, for this 36-year-old guy who happened to be sleeping in the wrong room of the house, they knew there's just no chance of recovering him. We can't risk something happening to anybody else. But how awful for the brother who said his brother screamed, the bed, the dresser, like I described it, everything, poof, in an instant was gone. I mean, talk about the earth just swallowing you whole. This is exactly what happened, but thank goodness there were so many other people in the house at the same time. It could have been just even that much worse. And this is a big problem in Florida. And I didn't realize this. I started talking to someone about this the other day. In the area where in Tampa where this happened, it's called Sinkhole Alley. Can you imagine? What do you think they're doing when they're selling houses there trying to cover that up? Oh, don't worry. The stories that you heard about the sinkholes here, no. That's just a myth, or that's an exaggeration, or whatever. Try to sell a house there. I mean, the hole that opened up was between two houses. One of them was just a vacant house. And they're starting to see more of these holes that are opening up in the ground in Hillsborough County in Tampa. Man, that's scary stuff when the earth opens up and swallows part of your house and part of your family. Terrible, terrible, terrible. Any thoughts on the show? Send them to me, americatonight.net.
Hey, we got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rules all at the same time? Worse! How could they get any worse? Take a look around you, Alan. We're at the threshold of hell!
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.